This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Today is the last day to file your state taxes. Those who don't file in time will be subjected to a 5% tax of the due penalty for each 30 days of delinquence. Department of Revenue spokesperson Byron Henderson says if you need more time to file, the department does have an option for you.
Then you need to make sure you request an extension from us by the deadline. Don't wait until after that, because then you could be facing late filing penalties.
But Henderson says being granted an extension does not give you more time to pay the taxes without late fees.
An extension does not grant you more time to pay any taxes due. It only gives you more time to submit your return. So any tax payments that are submitted after the deadline will be subject to interest and late payment penalty.
And the tax man may soon want more of your money. Governor John Bel Edwards has put out a call for a special session to begin May 22nd and end June 4th. During the session, tax revenue could be raised that would potentially plug the $648 million state budget shortfall resulting from expiring sales taxes. The February special session fell apart just days into the process, but Edwards is optimistic that the second time is the charm.
And I actually am optimistic that our next special session can and will be successful, because we've heard both in the House and the Senate now, Republicans and Democrats, saying that these cuts are catastrophic.
The budget shortfall has forced the legislature to reckon with a lack of funds, with a House budget that slashed health care to spare education, including the elimination of public-private partnership hospitals, and a Senate budget that then favored health care over higher education and agency funding. Edwards says they have no choice but to raise revenues in response.
It simply is not possible to fashion a responsible budget that adequately funds our critical priorities with the revenue that is available next fiscal year.
Edwards says he's hoping the legislature adopts his revenue plan. We keep a portion of the expiring penny sales tax while eliminating sales tax exemptions for certain industries. And a new jet coming to Monroe. The Chenault Aviation and Military Museum is adding to its collection of historic aircraft. An F-86 Sabre jet is being transported in from Jackson, Mississippi today. It's on loan from the National Museum of the United States Air Force and will arrive around 3 p.m. today. The Air Force's F-86 first made its initial flight in 1947. It will be restored on the grounds at the Chenault Aviation Museum. The museum's restoration projects are coordinated by a crew of volunteers who work on a collection of warbirds to get them back into a condition that showcases their significance to the nation's defense and aviation industry. This is KEDM. I'm Corey Crow.